Mary Hamilton to the kirk is gane, with ribbons in her hair. And the king thought Mary Hamilton, the nonny that were there. Mary Hamilton to the kirk is gane, with ribbons on her breast. And the king thought more of Mary Hamilton and listened to the priest. Mary Hamilton to the kirk is gane, with gloves upon her hands. And the king thought more of Mary Hamilton than the queen in all her lands. She hadn't been about the king's court a month, but barely one, till she was loved by the hale king's court, but the king the only man. She hadn't been about the king's court a month, but barely three, till fae the king's court, Mary Hamilton durstna be. The king is to the abbey gane to poo the abbey tree, to pluck the bairn fae Mary's hurt, but the thing it wouldna be. So she round it up in her apron and set it on the sea, saying, "Hey, sink ye or swim ye, my bonny wee bairn, he's got nae mair for me." Now word is to the kitchen gone, and word is to the hall, and word is to the noble room among the ladies all, that Mary Hamilton's brought to bed, and the bairn is missed in a wa. And scarce had she lain down again, and scarcely fallen asleep, when up and started your good queen, just at her bed feet, saying, "Mary Hamilton, where's your bairn, for I'm sure I heard it greet." "No, no, my noble queen, think nae such thing to be. 'Twas but a stitch into my side, and sair it troubles me. Get up, Mary Hamilton, get up and follow me, for I am going to Edinburgh to a rich wedding for to see." Slowly, slowly raised she up, and hooly but she yawned, and slowly raid she o'er the way, wi' money's a weary moan. As she got up the tollbooth stairs, the corks for her heels did flee, for lang ere she come down again, Mary Hamilton was condemned.
Dignity and not a- cry nor shed a tear, for a' the harm they've done to me. Na who, oh, oh, na who, oh, he, na who, oh, 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 he, la, na who, oh, he, na who, oh, oh, na trueth leth me.
As she got up the tollbooth stair, the Corksfair heels did flee. For lang ere she can do again, Mary Hamilton was condemned to die.